It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This will not come as a surprise. Weddings are big business. Whether you're part of the wedding party or simply attending the event, you can expect to shell out some serious coin. Joining us to take a look at the business of weddings is Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, good to see you again. How are you?
Nice to see you, Paul. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's look at some of the national trends and the numbers when it comes to weddings.
Well, this is something unusual, and I didn't really realize that this, but June and September are now the most popular months of the year to get married. 15% of U.S. weddings take place in each of those months. It used to be really summertime, but as you can see from a day like today, people are really selecting to get married in cooler months as opposed to the really hot ones. So that's a change in trends.
Well, maybe that's just global warming. That's a different discussion.
That's a topic for a different day. So the latest wedding survey from theknot.com, the average wedding costs about $30,000. That's the highest level ever. This is a $40 billion industry in the United States, so that's there is plenty of business to be done. The most expensive place to get married is Manhattan, where the average cost is about $90,000. The least expensive place to get married
is... Wait a minute. $90,000 for a wedding in Manhattan?
Correct. That's a deal.
That's a deal.
Well, it's Manhattan.
What?
Paul.
Yeah, let's, I guess.
I mean, we're talking about if the average.
The trend is going to become eloping.
I think that you might be right. The least expensive place to get married is Idaho, where the average cost is about $16,000. So we really have a nice range there. I think that's great.
Only a difference of about $70,000.
Well, and these are averages, so let's go with that.
All right, okay.
The average spend on a wedding dress is $1,200. The average marrying age for a bride now is 29. It used to be much younger, and a groom, 31. The average number of guests, about 140. The average number of bridesmaids and groomsmen is between about 4 to 5. The most popular month to get engaged, December. And the average length of engagement is 14 months. Now, and the percentage of destination weddings, that's another thing that's really changed. We didn't used to have destination weddings. Now people go on all these destination weddings. And
which makes it more expensive for the people who attend them.
It does. It does. But it's lovely. The destinations are very cool. And that's 24% of all weddings are now destination weddings. And the most popular wedding colors, Paul, let's give you a guess on that one. Top two most popular wedding colors are?
What, I guess black for men and white for women?
Well, you have the basics correct, and then when you bring in the accessories, it's blue and purple are the top two accessory colors. So it's really interesting, isn't it?
For the women, right?
Yes.
The guys
they might have a blue tie or purple.
Oh, I see.
Come on, work with me
here,
Paul.
Okay. So what are we paying for here? You know, when you talk about the biggest ticket wedding items, what is all this money, you know, let's do the Manhattan thing, and you're spending $90,000 on what?
Well, and even here in Pittsburgh, and I think one of the reasons we have to really look at this carefully is the wedding industry is great business for a lot of other businesses.
Oh, sure.
Between catering and florist and flowers and all the other items that go along with it. So when you look at, and we just looked at Allegheny County, we found some statistics on Allegheny County, and couples that live and travel to Allegheny County to have their weddings, they spend between $19,000 and $33,000. So it's certainly less than in Manhattan, and that's, again, an average. So if you're going to host a wedding here. And many couples spend less than $10,000,
but what is the money being
spent
on?
So the money, attire and accessories. If you look at a $26,000 wedding, is $1,600 on attire and accessories. Beauty and spa is a couple hundred dollars. Entertainment, you have to have a great music, Paul.
I'm a guy. Can't I just take a shower and just show up? I
mean, moving along, entertainment, $1,300. Flowers and decorations, $1,500. You would look at jewelry, that's about $4,000, and photography and video, $2,800. Planning and consulting, about $1,300. And then the venue, catering and food and rentals, that's close to $10,000. So it's great business for all the people that supply the businesses, and I think that's good for business.
Is it good for the couples? Is it good for the consumer?
I think that here's the thing. If a couple wants to have a wedding and really have a local wedding, they're using a lot of local people and local businesses, I think that's great. If they decide they want to elope and do it on their own and just spend the money on a house or whatever else they need, or have their own destination wedding. That's great.
So
too.
You're saying you can do what you want.
Yeah.
Before we wrap this up, what are the top traditional and unique venues in Pittsburgh to hold weddings?
Okay, so there's some interesting places where you can have some weddings. Hines Memorial Chapel is a great place. The Mansions on Fifth is really lovely. You could get good suggestions from Glitter and Grit Bridal Boutique in Lawrenceville. They sell very unique clothes, and they have ideas of where you could do some interesting weddings. Lingro Farm is an interesting place to have a wedding. It's a 1950s barn. Engine House 25. And these are just a few. The barn at Falling Water is fun. And people are doing them now at the Children's Museum and the new Hazlitt Theater. So I like seeing that they're at all these different locations and they're local.
So there are options for doing things and being creative and also churning up the business as well, sounds like.
Absolutely. And you can find a lot of local wedding events coming up. We put some on your website as well.
Which we can send you to WESA.FM. You can link to those. Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Thank you so much, Rebecca,
as always. Paul. Nice to see you.
Tomorrow, University of Pittsburgh economics professor who's bringing his ideas to Ukraine. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.